What were you doing at the Boston Marathon?
I'm the medical director for the local Mohawk Hudson River Marathon, one of three medical directors, actually. And we're always trying to improve our planning, make sure that we're doing everything that we can to make that race safe. And as it turns out, one of our first-year medical students' mother is the charge nurse at Boston Marathon in the medical tent and has been for many years. And so when I found that out, I connected with her and ended up volunteering because she suggested, you know, you should just come out and see how we do things here. And I said, you know, I might just do that. And that's how I ended up there.
And where were you when the first explosion happened?
My section was essentially a second level of triage with some chairs right at the entrance to the medical tent. There were two doctors outside the medical tent who were directing runners either to my section or straight in to be admitted to the medical tent. And so I was managing that section with a small team. So I was right there at the entrance of the medical tent.
What was your first reaction when you heard the first explosion?
You know, it sort of stopped everybody in their tracks because it was very loud and obviously unexpected. And the second one happened, and I was looking out toward outside of the tent and watching the reactions of some of the folks out there, including one of the doctors that I was working with. And I had a medical student working with me, one of our medical students, and I told her, everything's going to be okay. You know, let me go see what's going on. And so then I walked out and looked down the street, and there was smoke, and people were starting to run and scream, and it was clear something not good had happened. I immediately turned back around and started clearing people out of my section to make room for whatever was going to be coming.
And there's the picture of you that was on national television pushing an injured woman in a wheelchair. And again, we have to remember that because this was a huge marathon with thousands of people running, there were medical facilities nearby and there was equipment nearby. But I mean, the wheelchairs and things like that, they had to be brought in from elsewhere.
What made this response to the blast so effective is that the setup that the Boston Marathon medical team has is quite extensive to start with for just the runners. They have this fabulous system, a very, very large facility, 18 different sections. Each section has its own team leader, team captain. They have an ICU in the medical tent. They have a superheated unit, podiatry, IV nurse teams, code teams, respiratory teams. So they had everything in place to be able to switch over to manage something of this nature. The wheelchairs were how runners were transported into the medical tent if they couldn't walk. And so they had a bunch of young student-looking people. Their role in the tent was they were assigned a wheelchair, and so when someone told them to take somebody somewhere, they would do that. And so that's where all the wheelchairs were from.
Obviously, you probably had a few concerns about your own safety, as did many others, wondering if there were going to be more explosions or some other event. And in all, I guess more than 170 people were hurt during the explosions. Three people we know died.
Right.
There were many, many horrific wounds. And of course, we saw it all in pictures. We saw the blood on the streets and whatnot. Being right there and up close and personal and assisting in the rescue effort, what was first on your mind? I mean, I know you were concerned about the patients, but you must have also had some concerns about yourself, thinking about you and your loved ones.
You know, surprisingly, that's not the case, or at least it wasn't the case for me. I was really focused on what do I need to do and who needs my help and how can I help the best. And actually, thoughts of anything else didn't really come into the picture. I used to work for the state health department and did an awful lot of drills and exercises for emergency preparedness purposes. I think that was helpful because it helped me know exactly what to do and that your role is different and that you basically just do what you're told, try to be of the most assistance. That was really the only thing I was focusing on at that time.
What can you take away from this as a learning experience?
We teach third-year medical students every year. We pull them out of the clinical wards and we give them a teaching day on emergency preparedness, and there certainly is going to be some influence into what we talk about in future years in that respect. I think, too, with our own local marathon that I'm involved in, certainly the lessons learned and the experience in Boston will influence our planning this year, and we'll probably make some additional improvements, maybe some additional planning in this vein to make sure that we're as fully prepared as possible. I think the one thing that really sticks in my mind is the team, the medical team that was there, and the leadership of that team was so strong and so solid, and everybody just worked together so well. It was very impressive, and it was very much a team effort, and people just did what they needed to do. And I think that is probably the most striking thing of being involved in something like this.